Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Tigris is a collaborative creative community in the form of an online magazine, which contains creative works by girls from all over the world. It's a magazine with stories and information for women that aims to leave us feeling empowered, accepted and worthy. Well, and if that's not a perfect fit for here, her voice show and the Joy communities, then I don't know. So we've got Freya Bennett on the line with us now. And Freya, as I said, is the founder and co-editor of Tigris. Welcome to Joy, Freya.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. And we want to, of course, know what inspired you to create Tigris?
Well, there were so many things, but I guess the main thing was that I felt like there was a huge gap in the market of media for teenage girls. And when I was a teenager, you know, I read all the kind of Dolly and Girlfriend, and I just felt like, you know, as much as it was kind of this fun, light read, I felt like there was nothing there for me and for most of my friends. It was very empty and didn't really include any of us. So I felt like I've been wanting to start this magazine since I was a teenage girl, and finally I did it when I was 27, I think. And yeah, so I just kind of felt like there was a gap, and it feels like that we're really doing something because we get a lot of great feedback.
I agree. Look, it's been a long, I'm not going to say how long, but it's been a while since I was a teenager now. But yeah, I mean, there was nothing in those magazines for me either. If you're not interested in those, you know, kind of, I suppose the same thing that's in all those publications, if it's, you know, beauty or, you know, dating
fashion.
Tips. Yeah, fashion, that sort of thing. There was nothing more sort of, you know, arts or cultural based, that sort of thing.
No, and I was always very into art, but for a few years in my teenage years, I was just like, all I want to do is be a model because that's kind of what they, you know, make you feel like is the ultimate thing.
Isn't that what everybody wants to be?
It is if you read those magazines.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want girls to buy it as the only thing. I mean, it's great, you know, it's great, but it's also like it shouldn't be the only thing and the main thing.
And so when was the magazine established?
So we launched it in June last year, but we'd been working on it from the start of last year. So, you know, I founded it, but I kind of contacted a great group of friends on Facebook, and one girl who I'd worked with previously, she's from America and we actually hadn't ever met. She was really keen, so she made the website and we just kind of became co-editors from that, yeah.
And in so a short space of time, about a year now, you've got quite a growing sort of fan base, don't you?
Yeah. It feels like it. Like some weeks it felt kind of like, is anyone reading our stuff? But it's kind of, it has been growing. And when we get emails from girls from all over the world, that's when it kind of feels like, okay, yes, we're reaching people and it is making a difference. So, yeah, it's great. And it does seem to be like it keeps growing. So we're really happy with that.
How sort of far and wide, like you say, you get contacted by people all over the world. Like what sorts of places have you heard from people from?
Yeah, so I've had emails from girls in South Africa, from Puerto Rico, the US, England. I had a girl from Ireland, France. So it's just all over the world, and we're always like, how did you find out about us? And it's usually Instagram and Facebook or, you know, word of mouth. Like even, you know, if we've got a few friends overseas, it seems to spread, which is really great.
It shows as well that there's obviously a need out there and a worldwide need, which is really great. It must be thrilling to get all this feedback from all over the world.
Yeah, it really is great, and it kind of reinforces the fact that there is a need, and we're glad that we decided to go with it.
And so this magazine, it's for all, you know, women or girls. It doesn't have a specific queer focus. But having had a look at what's online, there is certainly some content that would, like, there's some articles on there about marriage equality.
Definitely.
I saw an article about coming out, which I think is really important content to have for
yeah.
teenagers as well. So there is some of that focused content on there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, and we've been, like, searching for more because we really felt like there's nothing else for the teenage group. Well, not that we've found for the teenage group, you know, for women and girls. And, you know, we're happy for boys to read it as well, but we really wanted to make it a safe place where, you know, transgender, gay, lesbian, bi, like, just everyone felt safe and able to talk about it. I've been chatting to this girl who's 14 and she's from New Zealand, and she, you know, has told me that she's bisexual, but she hasn't come out to her family. So when she, you know, feels comfortable, she's going to write about her experience, and it's just really nice. So yeah, we've got a few articles coming out, interview with a transgender woman, which is really great. So we definitely like to include all that stuff because we feel that there's just not enough of it.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for that age bracket to have those sorts of stories to,
absolutely,
you know, sort of help people, you know, sort of come to terms, yeah, with their own, you know, sexuality or gender identity or whatever it may be.
Absolutely. And a friend I was talking to she's in her 40s now, I interviewed her, and she just, her main message was it gets better. And I think that's the kind of important thing for people right in the middle of feeling all that. You need to know that there, you know, it does get better.
Mm. So, Freya, in terms of people contributing content, how does that work?
Well, we just get emails from people usually. We read all the emails we get, and we publish mostly everything we get because we haven't really gotten anything that we disagreed with. So you can head onto the website, and I think there's a contact us button right at the top of the website, or you can just email us. You'll see us on Facebook, and yeah, we love getting emails and publishing everyone's content.
And you also get content from people that are like the age of the people who read, like if you're referring
yeah.
to like 13-year-olds that are reading the magazine, there's also 13-year-olds who send you stuff to
absolutely
publish.
we've had articles from, I think the age we've had is from 9 to 59, so we've got, you know, ages, you know, all over the place.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we love, like, as long as you know, people are keen, we're happy yeah. to publish anything as long as it kind of fits with our values.
Definitely.
Well, I think anybody who's listening to this show now, I think, you know, anything that they wanted to sort of put forward, I think would fit in with your values. And you said you're looking for more, you know, sort of queer-based content. So if anybody has anything, anybody's listening and they've got something that they want to contribute and something that they want to say, they should certainly get in touch with you.
Please do, yeah, because we really do. We've been looking for some more queer-based content, and that would be great. So please email us.
Good. So Tigris at the moment is purely an online format,
yep.
But you do want to expand it into a print publication as well.
Yeah, that's right. We kind of decided on our first birthday that it'd be great to start an annual magazine. Mm-hmm. But of course, because it's so expensive and we don't get paid, no one gets paid, we kind of pour money into it to keep it afloat. We've started a crowdfunding campaign, which is going right now. We've got 11 days left, and we've got about 7,500 to make. We've made 7.5, and it's kind of, the money is going to be used to print our first volume of Tigris, but also to kind of keep us afloat and make sure that we keep going, because it just is expensive. And you know, me and Sophie, my co-editor, pretty much work full time during the day on it, and then we have to do our other jobs as well. So yeah.
And it's really important for people, you know, this is a good publication, it's good for the community. As you say, like, you're putting, you know, your own time and money into this. And, you know, it's a really good source, you know, for all young women, just to have access to different kinds of information and voices. So
exactly, yeah, yeah. We just kind of, you know, we don't want to disappear because we do feel like we're important for those young women, and yeah, we do need to keep afloat.
So and if you do get to the money you needed for the print publication, what will be the, how many publications do you want to get out per year?
Well, we're just planning at the moment to do an annual magazine,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be quite a, like, a big one, almost like a book full of art, and it's going to have some of the content online but also brand new content. And we thought that's a great place to start because, you know, having like monthly or bi-monthly is going to be quite tricky at the moment. And obviously we hope to be able to do more. And we're thinking of doing some mini issues like on sexuality, on health, on body, but that's further in the future. So at the moment it's going to be an annual magazine.
Mm-hmm. And that makes it special, I think, just having it, you know, once a year. As you say, it wouldn't be a, you know, sort of a standard magazine. It's going to be more like a book just with heaps of content on there. So I think it's more, you know, sort of special to have it that way.
Exactly, and it's going to come out each year at, like, Christmas time, so it's a great gift. It's
perfect.
Also, like, yeah, the school holidays.
So you've mentioned you do have a possible campaign running at the moment, which is running until the 1st of August. Yeah. Now, the way Possible works is do you have to get to your target of 15 grand?
That's right, we don't get – so we've made 7.5, but if we don't make it to the 15 grand, we get none of it, and the money doesn't come out of the people who have pledged. I think we've got like 185 people who've pledged money, including some celebrities. That sounds a bit lame, but we've got like Tara Moss on board. Clementine Ford has written an article on us. So none of that will come through if it doesn't reach the 15 grand by the date. So it's kind of a ticking time bomb, really.
Yeah, so people go onto the Possible page and have a look for Tigress, which is TIGRESS. Have a look at the rewards. You can pledge money to get a copy of the magazine once it's printed, and some other great things on there as well. So I certainly encourage everybody to go and take a look at that. Freya, that's all we've got time for tonight. But it's been great chatting with you. And yeah, look, I've got to say, I really admire people who, you know, when you're a teenager, you know, there wasn't a magazine that sort of, you know, met your needs in terms of what you wanted. So you've just gone out and done it yourself now. I really admire people like that. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great. That's really nice to hear.
All right. Thank you very much, Freya.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.